Now it's time to play Good Thing, Bad Thing. Because every story has a flip side. Now, back in the 1980s, one of our planet's pressing problems was the health of the ozone layer. It turned out that the chlorofluorocarbons, the CFCs, that we were working to destroy the ozone molecules in the Earth's atmosphere, especially over the poles, well, they were doing a good job. So we had to find a way of not putting up more CFCs into the atmosphere, because the ozone plays a crucial role as sort of a planetary sunscreen, helping to block UV radiation from the sun. So they came up with a global agreement that restricted the use of these CFC chemicals, and great, slowly the polar ozone hole began to repair itself. But now the repair doesn't look so complete. Joe Haig is an atmospheric physicist and co-director of the Grantham Institute at Imperial College London. She and her colleagues discovered there is more to the whole story. Their work looking at the ozone layer over the entire planet was published in the Journal of the Atmospheric Chemistry and Physics this week. Welcome to the program, Dr. Haig.
Hello, Charlie.
Hi, so there's good news and bad news about the ozone hole. Give us the good news first.
Yes. Well, the good news is that the international agreement, which was called the Montreal Protocol, has been doing its job, and the ozone hole over the Antarctic is gradually filling up. So each year it's getting a little bit less severe. So that's the good news, and the atmospheres responded as we expected when the chlorofluorocarbons were banned.
And now for the bad news.
Well, the bad news is that what we've been doing is looking at ozone in other parts of the globe, so not in the high latitudes, not at the poles, but near the equator and in middle latitudes. And what we found that in certain layers of the atmosphere, the lower stratosphere where most of the ozone is, it hasn't recovered. In fact, it's continuing to decline. It's still going down and down. And we're not quite sure why that is.
Is there any way to replace that ozone, or is it filling up the void itself?
It's difficult to think about how you might replace it. We've got to think about why it's going away, and if we can stop doing whatever we're doing to make it go away. And we don't really understand what that is. There's two sort of ideas around this. One is that it's actually to do with climate change. So I've been going on about CFCs and ozone. Of course, the climate change thing is all to do with greenhouse gases, in particular carbon dioxide. And that, as we all know, is warming the lower atmosphere. But in the stratosphere, it's cooling it, and it's also changing the circulation of the air. So the air in latitude, so there's a big circulation. And we think that with climate change, that is getting stronger. That flow is going faster. And so there's low ozone air is coming up and being transported from the equator to middle latitudes. So that's one explanation of why it might take place, but we haven't actually proven that. The second idea is another chemical one, and this is to do with things that are called very short-lived substances, and they're more things that contain chlorine and bromine, and they come from various chemicals and paint strippers and things like that we're using. And they're probably or possibly getting up there and destroying the ozone in these equatorial regions.
Does that mean that the UV, the harmful UV radiation, is affecting we who live on the surface of the Earth?
Yes, so that's the big question. Of course, in the Antarctic, the ozone depletion was very marked, but the sun's not so intense there. If you go down to, near the equator and where we all live around sort of 50 degrees north, then the radiation from the sun is much more intense. And so if you weaken the ozone layer, then there's the scope for more effect from the sun. And in particular, the UV is affecting DNA in anything that's living, and particularly, especially white people who go around with not many clothes on, they'll get more skin cancer.
So this is something to watch for then.
I think so. I mean, at the moment, as I say, we haven't really got an explanation, and we'll carry on monitoring these measurements of ozone and see what happens. Perhaps it'll just mend itself, which would be nice. But if it doesn't, then we've got to try and think why it's happening and try and stop it.
Should be wearing our longer clothes then during the summertime.
That's right. Yeah. And hat.
All right, Dr. Haig, thank you. I'm sorry.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Yeah. Joe Haig is an atmospheric physicist and co-director of the Grantham Institute at Imperial College London.